Healthcare. Kwale Governor Fatuma Akani has pledged accessible healthcare services to residents of the coastal county irrespective of their socioeconomic status in the society. Governor Akani also reaffirmed her commitment to primary healthcare systems in the coastal region by enhancing human resources and healthcare infrastructure. Akani said her administration is cognizant of the fact that health and well-being of the people is a fundamental human rights issue. In view of the above, we are alive to the fact that every resident of Kwale has the right to equitable access to quality healthcare without financial hardships, said Akani. The governor said her administration will continuously improve healthcare services by employing professional health workers at both basic and comprehensive health centers in the region. Health professionals in Kwale mark the International Nurses and Midwives Week by conducting a health walk from Ibiza grounds to Mvindeni Dispensary, Akunda Ward, Msambweni sub-county. Akani noted that the devolved government will seek to leverage on digital solutions for the improvement of the health sector by harnessing technology to enhance and reposition health information systems and streamline processes to achieve the desired results. The coastal county boss stated that the devolved unit has demonstrated significant commitment to improving the health status of the residents through an all-inclusive approach to health systems development, with particular emphasis on strengthening primary healthcare systems as a way of promoting universal health coverage. Akani was speaking when she officially flagged off the International Nurses and Midwives Week by conducting a health walk from Ibiza grounds to Mvindeni Dispensary, Akunda Ward, Msambweni sub-county. International Nurses and Midwives Week recognizes the incredible contribution that nurses and midwives make to the communities and the significant impact that their work has on the healthcare sector both locally and globally. This year's International Nurses and Midwives Week theme was, Our Nurses, Our Future, The Economic Power of Care. Health professionals in Kwale mark the International Nurses and Midwives Week by conducting a health walk from Ibiza grounds to Mvindeni Dispensary, Akunda Ward, Msambweni sub-county. Midwives and nurses play a unique role in an extremely challenging environment, now more than ever, which can get in the way of their ability to provide the best care possible for every woman, baby and family. But as Kwale County Government, we have ensured our system is fair, transparent and our healthcare workers' dues are all paid, said Akani. Akani commended the nurses and midwives for their support in advancing the country's healthcare system and emphasizing the significance of their tireless contributions. She went on behalf of Kwale County, I want to thank midwives and nurses everywhere for the crucial work they do, and the enormous difference that good midwifery practice can make to people's lives. I urge the national government to increase the county's revenue allocation so as to provide a lasting solution to the endless strikes in the health sector, said Akani. Akani said the county government has heavily invested in the health sector, including infrastructural upgrade, improved welfare package for health workers and a focus on the availability of good quality drugs in all health facilities. Governor Akani revealed that since the inception of devolution in 2013, the number of primary healthcare facilities in Kwale has increased from 65 to 170 functional health facilities. She noted that the county has significantly improved healthcare services, with an increase in the number of health facilities, employment of healthcare workers, and the expansion of specialist services. The governor pointed out that the devolved government seeks to achieve long-term universal healthcare coverage and promote a healthy and productive society. We are building the capacity for health workers, improving facilities and increasing access to quality healthcare, she said, adding that she is committed to efficient, equitable and quality healthcare systems. Akani further noted that the ongoing construction of the Shush 65 million cancer treatment center at the Kwale Referral Hospital and the provision of free health services at level 2 and 3 facilities have further improved access to quality healthcare in the region. Health professionals in Kwale mark the International Nurses and Midwives Week by conducting a health walk from Ibiza grounds to Mvindeni Dispensary, Akunda Ward, Msambweni sub-county. The county boss says the oncology center, once complete, would ensure early detection for cancer and save many lives. She also said the Shush 36.2 million newborn facility under construction at Msambweni County Referral Hospital is expected to improve health services in Kwale County. She says the new facility that will be complete in 3 months' time and jointly funded by the M-PESA Foundation and the Kwale government will offer specialized treatment to newborns with complications. Akani said in a bid to increase access to quality healthcare at the grassroots, her administration has also prioritized the recruitment and employment of healthcare workers in the county. she divulged that the number of healthcare workers has increased significantly from 365 to 1,800 since 2013, ensuring a stronger and more competent workforce to cater to the healthcare needs of the population. On their part, Kwale nurses and midwives led by Head of Nurses Diana Joto and Teresa Areri said nurses and midwives continued working tirelessly, despite the just-ended 56-days-long doctor's strike. They said the devolved governments and the national government should seek to make deliberate efforts to reflect key pillars of health systems, including primary healthcare, by improving on the resources allocated to the sector.